Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm going to try to avoid going down there today.
All right.
I've got, have you got some, any further information or anything that would change my mind on it?
Nothing further, and,
yeah.
And the,
yeah.
The view pretty strongly is that there's absolutely no reason to.
I'm, I've just got so much work to do here on this stuff. I've had to, I started one.
Well, and you got, if this weather holds, you won't
I've
be able to chop her anyway.
I started one theme, and then it didn't turn out, and I had to start again last night.
My gosh.
Well, that's the way it works, you know. It'll,
yeah.
It'll go this way for 3 or 4 days.
Then all of a sudden something gels.
Well, it may or may not, you know. It does, but I mean, it isn't, hasn't yet. I mean,
yeah.
I've got several things done, but I just one hell of a lot of work, and I just have to do it by myself, you know. It isn't any way I can bring in a price or,
right.
Or any of the others and do
I
it.
I just sent over a folder with a few ideas Price had sent up from some of them. Some additional thoughts they have, which is...
Yeah.
Over there, and
yeah.
And we'll have Pat's stuff today.
Yeah. Would you tell, and Rose can delay,
I've already told her to come on up, so let's let her come.
All right, let her come. I won't need her today, anyway. I'll never get anything.
Bob, she's coming up bringing a lot of mail and stuff so she can work
do
up
what
here.
She wants. That's right.
And, we've shifted her around 2 or 3 times. I think it's better just to let her come.
Yeah, no problem. I meant with the fog and everything.
Right.
She's going to drive?
She'd drive up, yeah.
Oh, fine. But with the fog, she could delay. That's what I mean. I don't give a damn. She can come up here just as well.
Okay.
Well, I'll stick in.
Fine. Well, I'll
run this thing through.
We hadn't set anything up for you to go in there anyway, so we'll just not do it. Let it go.
I wonder if you would, after waiting... got to give Julia a call and tell her that it's foggy and everything. I think I won't come down. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Do you have anything else this morning?
nothing hot. The,
seems to be much in the day.
Well, there's a lot of...
Your veto...
Well, the veto was sustained, you know.
Oh, by the House.
The House voted on it immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And failed to override by 171 to 203.
It's a good vote.
Well, it's the other way.
Oh, I know.
203 in favor of the bill.
Oh, I know that. I know that. We only got 166 the other time.
We picked up a few on the veto.
That's good.
And
that's good.
The
There's
Johnson endorsed McGovern.
I saw that
yesterday. You probably saw it, but did it in a pretty, and it was played as a, in a pretty backhanded way. It said they had a lot of disagreement, but that he was going to vote for all Democrats.
Yeah.
And up and down the line.
We don't
govern. Did you hear about or
we
see
don't
this?
Need to be quite so gentle on Johnson right now, you know. I think.
Okay.
Or do you agree?
Well,
I mean, what I meant is, I don't. I think we.
I think we have to be careful because of Connolly.
We don't want any of his people to be. I don't. I mean, I think Connolly's damn disappointed in what Johnson's done.
Yeah, but he. I don't think. I think we got to be careful that we don't involve Harris's people
Well, what I meant is that we don't need to. Go quite so far in the briefings and all that sort of
thing. Oh, yeah, I think that's right.
That's what I meant.
Oh, sure.
That's what I meant.
Absolutely.
Sort of between on the election. I mean,
nope.
Johnson's just, we're not because we're mad, but because
right.
it's got to play a little bit of our
well, he's on the other side. He said so.
That's right.
And he'll understand that, too.
Right.
Did you get anything on this incredible flap that McGovern got into yesterday?
No.
It was absolutely astonishing, and they really, they just knocked the shit out of him on the television. Well, there was a story out, a rumor, or a report out of Paris that McGovern had sent Pierre Salinger to Paris to meet with the North Vietnamese negotiators to ask them
just
to...
Just a second.
To meet with the negotiators and ask them to release the prisoners and without waiting for the election and to try to end, that he wanted the war ended as soon as possible and that they should not wait for the election. That report comes through at noon yesterday, moved on the wires, and it was reported on the networks that that's what he had done.
Yeah.
Then they get McGovern on, direct on film, And he categorically denies it. He says, that's not true. Absolutely not the case. I did not do that in any way, shape, or form. He had no, you know, so on. Then they get Salinger on the film.
Yeah.
And Salinger says, McGovern sent me to Paris to talk to these people and get this worked out. And then they go back, and McGovern then issues a thing saying, oh, well, I knew he was going to be in Paris anyway, and I told him to be sure if he was talking to them to try and get the prisoners released. I'll do anything to try and release the prisoners.
Yeah.
He got caught in this unbelievable tangle, and it just looked terrible on television because they went through this cycle step by step on both CBS and ABC and really whapped it out. And McGovern just flatly said there's no truth at all to the reports.
Did Salinger see the North Vietnamese?
Yes.
What did he have to report?
Nothing.
They didn't give him a thing, did they?
Nope.
They're not going to give him the prisoners.
Nope.
And this business of a presidential candidate, what occurred to Ebot,
that's right.
Of, well, if you've already thought of it, of a presidential candidate, for Christ's sakes, he isn't taking the briefings, you know.
Right.
And but of him interfering in the foreign policy like this is incredible. Has anybody hit that?
Oh, yeah. And that's,
on this one.
Yeah.
I don't mean Ramsey, but
no,
this is a hell of a thing.
On this one. And absolutely. That's the thing we've got. But the point is, you got it set up now because he's gone one way, then the other, and lied about it.
Sure.
That brought it to the public attention. Otherwise, it wouldn't have gotten any real play.
I didn't see it in the paper this morning.
Now it's got the play. Well, they kind of played it down in the paper.
Post didn't play much.
They mention it, but they,
well, I see. In other words,
the front page of the Post on Hanoi Burns McGovern's POW plea. And that it doesn't get into the lie too much. They say it came in a manner, in a somewhat tangled manner, in which McGovern at first seemed to deny any connection with Salinger's conversations.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to deny. He denied as solidly as anybody has ever denied anything.
Yeah, isn't that something?
But the Post looked at it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
But there again, on the television, the people saw McGovern denying, and there wasn't any question. But now we've got the thing of his directly interfering
that's right.
with the negotiation process and all that, where, you know, you can just... We're into a little debate now, as a matter of fact. Haig is all excited because he and Colson have been working on putting together this whole dossier on McGovern and Shriver and Ramsey Clark and all this crap on, you know, how they've screwed up their whole approach to the war. And Haig is all excited about it and thinks they've got a superb speech and that we ought to get it out. Colson is concerned. He's not made up his mind yet, but his view at the moment is that we're very close to the overkill point and that we may be killing him too fast, too soon, too much, and that maybe we shouldn't jump on it yet. Now, I don't know. There's a time for everything. You got to strike when you got an iron to strike with.
I'm not sure you've got the problem of over.
Well, you have another problem, which is the thesis that everything we do on this does escalate it, and any discussion of Vietnam, some people argue, is to our disadvantage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, there's going to be discussion of Vietnam on the other direction with Henry over there, and I'm not so sure. That isn't the time, while the Henry stuff is hanging in the balance, to whap them on what they're doing. On the other hand, if we don't whap them now, and then the Henry stuff crumbles, we can go back and hit them then. So, but that... Chuck and I have got
to... Well, let me think, I don't know.
Ponder that a little further and see what we got.
Why don't you get somebody else's judgment on it, too?
Yep.
Get Ziegler's judgment on it. His would be pretty good on a thing like this.
Okay, I was going to ask Connolly, too.
That's right. I'd say Ziegler and Connolly, and might ask McGregor.
All right. Good idea.
Good one to ask.
And he's out
bouncing around. I think Chuck's would be quite the best, because the people who are really operating are terribly close to it. I am myself. I'm not just sure.
Yep.
Connolly would be pretty good. I think he'd opt for overkill, for whatever it is. McGregor and the rest, but...
Probably, but not necessarily.
The point is that it's one thing that you could... the point is, who the hell's going to make the speech? So it isn't going to amount to much anyway. I mean, unless you... Agnew,
could be the one to do it.
Yeah.
It's one that Rogers could do.
Yeah, it's basically a Rogers speech, Bob. That'd be the best one by all means. That is, another thing that occurs to me is that I'll let them continue to screw around on this thing. You know what I mean?
You'd think they'd be burned enough by now. Yeah. They'd quit, but you never know.
Yeah, and the other thing is whether you speech it or whether it's... it's a pretty tough one. But my general reaction is not to really delay something until, I mean, unless it's really big news, until you think you can use it better later or something like that. I mean, it's something comes along, it's a legitimate target, and you hit it. But with not with bleeding, just more in sorrow than in anger and so forth. And,
yeah.
And that let me see. Let me just think a minute now. If Rogers does it, that would require McGovern or somebody to answer it and say, well, are we doing anything for peace and we're not doing enough? The only way it could work is that they are very seriously jeopardizing the peace negotiations.
Yeah.
Seriously jeopardizing the peace negotiations, that you can have only one negotiator at a time. There's, comparing my attitude in 68, that they are seriously jeopardizing the peace negotiations through this kind of game. That's the theme I would hit, rather than they're confused and disloyal and all that sort of
thing. No, that's right.
No.
The confused thing wouldn't be the point at all.
Another thought that occurs to me is that this is when Thursday, that it might be well to... Henry wouldn't have the best public relations judgment. You can wait till he gets back.
Well, that's another point.
But then we're into the convention. People who want to hit it there. Incidentally, speaking of ways to hit it, you know, the Reagan's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Several people could do it.
And you can get away with hitting harder there, in a sense, because it is a partisan political forum.
Yeah. My intuition, basically, is to hit it on the ground that is, which is really true, that they just damn well shouldn't do this. They are jeopardizing the peace thing.
Yep.
The fact the Post played it down must indicate they think it hurts it. The Post editorial yesterday objecting to the Clark thing for the wrong reason may indicate that they're
concerned.
You see my point?
Sure.
And Colson's judgment, of course, probably based on, he talks to pollsters and all that sort of thing, but his is really not the best on this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he ought to get it. His judgment is, and he ought to throw it in there because he gets the up-to-date stuff, but looking at it in long-range terms, my inclination is to... You see, the whole thing is that you just keep... By overkill, what does he mean? That he make people sorry for him?
Well...
Or that we're making...
We're putting the issue up so hard and so high. And...
We don't want people thinking about Vietnam, in other words.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just asking his judgment,
Well, there's a thesis that the more that Vietnam is in the news, the less support there is for the war.
Mm-hmm.
So that even the peace efforts work to our disadvantage in the sense that
I know that. My thesis is a little bit different. It is that whether it's in the news or not does not... I mean, unless Americans are getting their asses shot off, isn't what counts.
Yeah.
It's just the longer the war goes on, the less popular it is.
Well, that's the other point, though, anything that reminds the people the war's still going on works against us.
Yeah, but I think it's... Well, I think, let me put it this way. I think whether we raise it or not...
It's up there.
It's there. It's in their minds. In their minds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the networks and the rest...
Well, the argument is that we've put it up there by hitting Shriver back and hitting McGovern back.
So what else? They're going to... The networks play Vietnam every night.
Anyway, right.
What else are they going to play?
That's right.
Well,
they're playing the other... They're playing our convention stuff pretty heavily, which is good. It's...
Well, in a sense, might be well to let our convention stuff go for a little while, and our political enemies are trying to sort of blur our convention by having Vietnam in the news too. That's the other thing. Why don't you do this? Why don't we let it be as positive as possible for a while? Get the speech all ready.
Yep.
Get the speech all ready. Let Henry come back. Let's get the feel of everything there. We'll put our speech on. And then we start cracking him right afterwards. I'm inclined to think in the question of timing that it's about a week after. Let our convention run its course rather than using our convention to have the one area that we haven't solved be up front and center. Is that what we're talking about?
I think so.
That's what I would say. Because I think McGovern and his people are probably being done in anyway on this thing, if what you've been reporting is accurate.
Well, that's what I've been checking to see whether my view is shared, and
yeah.
Everybody seems to feel that's the case. People feel more strongly than I do about it.
They think he's kicking himself in the ass?
Yep.
Even though he is, by this, showing, well, he cares and he's working like hell for peace. Well, so are we. You know, if we didn't have Henry running around the world, we would be like a sitting duck, wouldn't we?
Well, the Henry thing sure as hell screws it up for him.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think something screws up them. The main thing it does for us, Bob, it shows action.
That's right.
That we're working on it.
That's
we're
right.
working on
well,
the goddamn thing. Right. And that's all McGovern is saying.
Which makes it very hard for them to...
All he's saying is he's acting. What would you rather do, have Henry acting or Ramsey Clark?
Yeah.
Or Pierre Salinger?
Pierre Salinger, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, it does show how these sons of bitches will grab for anything, yeah. Doesn't it? Till they go running over to Paris.
Carol Kilpatrick's got a marvelous Harry Truman quote where he talks about, in the briefing story, in the fact that the government isn't taking the briefings, and he says, one of the things, this is a quote from Truman, one of the things I tried to keep out of the campaign was foreign policy. There should be no break in the bipartisan foreign policy of the United States at any time, particularly during a national election. I even asked that a teletype machine be set up on the Dewey train so that the Republican candidate personally could be informed on all the foreign developments as they progressed, and I did so because I did not want to encourage the possibility of a partisan political approach to foreign policy.
Hmm. We're in a pretty good position on that, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
We've offered it. No, we're investigating that asshole.
Well, nobody knows we're investigating.
Oh, no, we have to.
Oh, yeah.
It's not our fault. It's the law. Q clearance. What the hell? Well, we get the candidate doesn't see a senator doesn't have to have a Q clearance, Bob. But
right.
Anybody outside of government, if we do that, we violate the law.
Right.
Hell no.
No question.
Isn't that pretty good though?
Sure.
I don't know whether. I think that would be a pretty good. Not to be perfectly frank with you, I think that would be a pretty good one to take him on. I don't know whether anybody did his refusal to his high-handed, self-righteous attitude about being briefed.
Yeah, they have, and there again, this is one that the media are taking him on without our push. Yeah, no, some of our congressional people have hit him, but that's
what the media say.
Minor bounce. That he is obviously putting his partisan interest above the need for an understanding of the policy.
Yeah,
that he's trying to protect himself from knowing what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we can hit it. That's why this interference thing. See, this Vietnam speech ties right into that.
Partisanship with foreign
policy. The guy is purposely not finding out what the truth is and is running around flailing about with his emissaries.
Partisanship with foreign policy and hurting the foreign policy. So, okay, why don't you check just these? I couldn't agree more. Connolly, I should have thought of myself. Connolly, I'm not sure McGregor.
I think it's worth talking to Clark. He's out talking around the country.
Well, I meant he's the convention. No, he isn't. Well, then, talk to him.
No, he's here.
Clark should be good. Connolly, Clark.
And Ron.
Maybe Harlan. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Fine. Incidentally, while you're talking about that problem of how to handle me, I think Roger's judgment isn't too bad to get on this thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, good idea.
And to say, Bill, he likes to be brought in on it and say, now, don't let, he may be a little bit too cautious and say, but I just don't know, but let's look it over you see, it's a very important thing we're doing here right now. I mean, I'm glad you raised it because, I just don't know. They always say, don't take on somebody because you build him up. All right. You remember the Muskie thing?
Yeah.
Most have forgotten it.
We killed him by taking him
on. But everybody thought we were wrong. You remember the Muskie thing was when you took him on
everybody said we had just...
No, well,
the monumental blunder.
Lost the campaign.
Yeah.
You know, you've elected Muskie.
Yep.
Nominated him and probably elected him.
And elected him, yeah.
Now, as a result, it destroyed him, didn't it?
Yep.
Because people began to look at him.
Well, I think the kick him when he's down theory is much more sound than build him up theory.
Yeah. Now, the other side of this, of course, it sure as hell does remind people of the goddamn war.
Yeah, but how are you going to unremind him when you got Henry running around Saigon Salinger...
Yeah.
Negotiating prisoners,
well, and
Clark showing bombs to the Senate.
With them talking about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about it. They're going to play them, and we've got to say they're being, frankly, unpatriotic. I think we're just stuck with the war, and we've got to say the other side's unpatriotic, and we're trying to end it. That's my gut reaction. But I'm inclined to think that maybe the better time to do that, except for the possibility of a Rogers or a Reagan. Reagan is, he'll do it, he'll probably take him on anyway. Might well be after the convention. You know. What do you think? Is it just hard to figure?
I think that's right, but I want to talk to the others
right.
here and get a view.
Talk to them about
that's,
it. Okay.
That would be my feeling.
Good. Okay.
Okay.